Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in, Three Dudes with a View. I'm dude number three. My name is Del Kennedy. It's a rainy Tuesday. It's supposed to rain all day and all night. I guess it's springtime in Tennessee. That's about all you can say about that. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Rainy morning in Tennessee.
Yeah, no golf today, Mr. York. No golf today. All right, dude number, well, wait a minute. We've gotten all three dudes. Regular special guest dude on Tuesday, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. How are you, Ron?
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. And Jerry Breidenbaugh, who is a member of the Maury County Commission, also chair of the Maury County Republican Party. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Name Yourself Day.
Name Yourself Day?
Today is National Name Yourself Day. If you ever wanted a different name, you can pick your own name today.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
That's gotten silly. This stuff's gotten silly.
All right, folks. Jerry, of course, lives in the Calioka area. He represents that area as county commissioner. And he's a member of the Calioka Lions Club, and they had a Mule Day breakfast right across the street here at the Memorial Building. And we were watching. We were over here getting ready to broadcast the parade, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of people came into the Calioka Lions Club Mule Day breakfast. Jerry, how'd it go?
It was very successful, and I would be remiss if I did not give a shout-out to my talented wife, Tammy, because she is the chairwoman of the Lions Club this year and was in charge of the event and did a magnificent job in managing and getting people where they needed to be. And everybody was very complimentary, and I greatly appreciate that. But we usually use 700 as a marker. And if we hit 700, we've had a successful event. The last count I heard was 750, and that's based on, I think, just a quick count of the number of tickets. And if somebody dropped it or didn't put it in the bucket or whatever, we could have had more than that. But as I mentioned before the show, we started out, I think, with a little more than 200 pounds of pancake mix and ran out and had to run out and get some more on an emergency purchase. So it was a wildly successful event, and we are so grateful to the community for coming out and helping support us. That's our major fundraiser, and that funds what the Lions Club does, which is provide eye examinations for low income and people in need, as well as eyeglasses for individuals of all of the entire scope. So that helps us provide needed tools for eyesight for our community, and we are very grateful for that.
Wow, well, good on you. Well, congratulations, Calioka Lions Club, for a successful event and for the work that you do. That's all amazing. Ron sent me a message yesterday. Said Friday's New York earthquake at 4.8 magnitude. Some say it was caused by shifting tectonic plates, while I say it happened when the ladies of the View all sat down at the same time.
Yeah, ladies of the View, I think, I don't know. Some guy that created the show said he wished he hadn't done it. I think they dumbed down politics all day. They probably got in the heads of a lot of housewives that sit at home and all in the wrong way. There's no counterbalance to what they do every day. It's about five angry women. It's just not, I don't think it's good for America.
That's not the case, Ron. They have people with dissenting views on there and everything. They just have a program similar to the one we have. Similar views. People come on with different attitudes, different programs, and they showcase them.
Who's the dissenting view right now?
I mean, they had The Rock on there. They had different politicians on there.
The Rock's not a strong Republican. He's not endorsing Trump or Biden.
I'm not saying he's a Republican at all, but they do have people with different views about different topics.
All the time, of course. You know, Joy and Sonny and Whoopi, three women named opposite of what they are. I guess their parents named them before they met them.
Well, when you get as popular as they are, then you can complain.
They had a Don Lemon moment yesterday. You know, Don Lemon famously asked an expert on a show once if the Malaysian airplane could have gotten sucked out of the sky by a black hole when it was missing. That's how he ended up with the nickname Don Black Hole Lemon.
And Don Lemon also got out there one day and said the problem with the world is white men, and he just married one.
Exactly. the host, Sonny Hostin or Hostin, whatever
his name has no color.
Yesterday on the show suggested that the earthquakes, the cicadas coming out this year, and the solar eclipse were all caused or possibly caused by climate change.
It just makes you cringe.
And it was so bad that Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar had to say, no, that's not correct. So, I mean, it's insanity. That woman is getting paid money for that. It's insane.
Look, at the end of the day, they should have called her out and said, look, that's not true. We know it's caused by systemic racism. Or Trump. Trump, because Trump's running this year, and whatever. So, yeah, he just nuanced his abortion position, which is good.
Speaking of Trump, Delk, explain to us, when you put a fraudulent bond up, what happens? What happens if the bond maker is no good? We all looked at the possibility that he was going to bond out a lot lower than what it was asked. $464 million, but he put up $174 million, and they come to find out that the agency that put it up has few assets. And explain to us what you a court of law man. Well, explain to us what happens.
Real quickly before he does that, what I suggest that he do, since he's overvalued his assets, he should post 300 Hunter Biden paintings as bail.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And Miss York, that's another one of those when did you quit beating your wife questions.
It's just explain to the audience what happens if a person places a bond and the bondholder doesn't have assets to support your bond.
I mean, this is sick. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about that, I mean, is that really where the left is going now?
Yeah,
is the bond secure enough?
I mean, it's in court.
That's insane.
Trump posted a bad bond. Yeah. Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, I mean,
they're bonded, right?
Explain to your intelligent audience what happens, Dale.
I can tell you what happens. The bond is like an insurance company. If you think your house is covered by Farm Bureau or State Farm or ABC Insurance Company, they are regulated by the state. And if they post bond, it's supposed to be money good.
Yeah, it's sort of like writing a bad check, I guess. Hell, I don't know.
Jared,
do you know what happens?
Well, first thing I'm doing, Jim, is this first I've heard of a accusation of fraud, is looking it up to see if it's actually a fraudulent bond.
I didn't say it. Well, it, according to the news media, they didn't have the backing.
Well, consider the source.
Hence my point, Jerry. When did you quit beating your wife? Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why I didn't want to answer the question.
Fraudulent bond.
Yeah,
that's the next one.
Yeah, I'm sure. So the state of New York's a dummy. We're taking the fraudulent bond. Your favorite, Letitia James, whatever her name is.
Letitia James didn't take it. The courts took it. And it was on paper. Okay. And it was written by some concern in California.
But no one's ever posted.
They didn't have a license in New York.
Eric on one show one time. He said they went around and checked about 10 bonding services when it was like 360 or 400, whatever the original was. They said they never, ever, ever, none of these major insurance companies ever posted above a $20 million bond. They never seen anything like this. Unprecedented.
They reduced it.
Well, the court can
ridiculously high. It's a joke.
The court can reduce it, but I just did a quick check and ran across something from lawandcrime.com. I don't know how valid they are, but it does say that the bond was temporarily rejected, But the reason it was rejected, because it was missing your current financial statement. Well, that's not a fatal error. You just supply the document that court wants, and it's corrected. Yeah. So if that's the basis for the fraud, the claim of fraud,
that's not fraud.
That's
a meritless argument. They're going to jack him around saying, hey, this isn't good enough. Hey, this. Let's recap what happened. He borrowed money. He paid it back. There was no victim, zero. They go after him. She runs as a DA to get Trump. She finds a reason to get Trump, her and Alvin Bragg, try to get Trump. They have one judge who says he owes them $450 million. And guess where the money goes? To that judge, to that court, to that state. If that's not a shakedown, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, and it comes from the Democrat Attorney General of New York questioning an out-of-state bond agency. I mean, that raises questions all over the place right there.
She has a right to validate the bond.
Her office has a right.
The better question is,
if a New York State bond posted bond, she'd probably sue them.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's scared to do something. And I'm telling you what's going to happen, Mr. York.
It doesn't matter who.
Major entrepreneur, read Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand. Major entrepreneurs are going to leave New York because they don't want to be shaken down by a corrupt attorney general and a corrupt system by not being a Democrat.
Trump's been shaking down people in the New York area for years.
Mr. York, I hate to say it, but
all the contractors, all the people that worked for him, a lot of people got shook down by him, and he didn't pay them. That's in the books.
In the books? What books?
The books of crookedness.
Mr. York, you know, I was thinking about that last night, and, you know, the way that you think and the way you represent, I think, for a lot of people in their thinking.
No, I represent me, Delk. When I speak for Jim York, not the community.
I understand.
Unless I give you an announcement. Don't couch me that I'm speaking for the Democratic Party or anybody else. I'm speaking for me.
I understand
speaking
that. But I don't. You know, when I think this accusation, though, is I don't mean it to be personal. I think it's a viewpoint, though, of a lot of folks on the left. I think that you would be happy if, for no reason at all, the government came along and took everything that Ron, Clayton, Jerry, and I had and left us wearing a barrel. I think you and those who think with you would just think that's the just deserts and it ought to happen to us.
Nobody's so wishing that, Delk. I don't know where you come up with the I asked you a question and you refuse to answer the question. Then you come back with some fictitious stuff about we want to take people's stuff. That's not even in the running. Nobody's even considering that. We got our own stuff.
Trump to have to pay this money you all worked up about. Now you're worried about his bond. What are we supposed to think? You're so happy, you smile, you snicker. I just asked the question,
Ron. What happens when a person places a bond and it's rejected or refused or it's fraudulent? What happens? Delk's a lawyer. Jerry's a lawyer, and neither one of them will try to answer the question.
I'll say this.
It's a
hypothetical, and we don't like to deal on hypotheticals, but an individual that would do that, if they purchased the bond in good faith and had reason to believe that it was secure and presented that to the court, it's the bonding company that would be in trouble, not the individual. But even then, if the bonding company corrects the error, which it appears that they have done, then there's no harm, no foul.
Okay. That's an answer. I just wanted to know what the answer was, you know?
He's changed his jack of the What?
I say end the story. I just wanted to answer to what would happen.
All right, we're taking a break.
Another false accusation.
Parks Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional.
Hello? I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill. Go to callmepainfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. We are financial advisors here in Middle Tennessee. Call us at 931-269-9520 or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
right, we are back.
Three dudes with a view. My name is Delp Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude, favorite son, native son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Good morning.
And Jerry Bridenbaugh, who's chair of the Murray County Republican Party, a member of the Murray County Commission from Cullioca, proud Cullioca Lions Club member. Jerry Bridenbaugh, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. All right, Ron, Ron has a column which goes out in about 50, 60 platforms each week, websites, newspapers, that kind of thing. Of course, it's almost April 15th, so he's writing about taxes, federal income taxes and the IRS. Ron writes, only half the people in our country pay taxes. Those people are called Republicans. The top 50% of taxpayers pay 97.7% of taxes. And get this, they are called greedy and accused of not wanting to pay their fair share. The top 1% of taxpayers pay 45.8% of all federal income tax. Ron, it's hard to be funny about the IRS and taxes.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But, you know, this time of year, people need to think about it because, you know, they talk about greedy, pay your fair share and all this stuff. And eventually the Democrats got it to where like 50, 51% don't pay taxes. And they keep on pointing to the 50% that does is they're jerks. They're greedy. They're mean. They're not paying their fair share. Let's look at the numbers. Those are IRS numbers. Those are numbers from the IRS website about who pays what income taxes. So, you know, just don't think of it that way. Think of it another way around. And this notion, the other thing I didn't have time to get into is, well, the top 1%. It's not always the same top 1%. This is a meritocracy in America. People make their way to 1%, right? They weren't there 10 years ago or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Some of your sponsors, some people that advertise on your show, start businesses. You know, they didn't have the money 8 years ago. Now they're making $400,000 or $500,000, $600,000, and they're, you know, by running a business, and now they're in the 1%. So the reality is, you know, let's don't play games about this thing. This is our tax code. And I do the PJ O'Rourke quote. I thought he did a great job, you know, explaining it's about halfway, three quarters of the way down about what happens when you tax people, because New York's losing people, California's losing people at the state level, Tennessee's gaining people. Because they got high income tax, high regulations out there.
Yeah, it says P.J. O'Rourke aptly described it. Then there was communism's weak sister, socialism. Socialists maintain that we shouldn't take all the money away from people since all the people don't have money. We should take all the money away from only the people who make money. Then when we run out of that, we could take more money from the people who... Hey, wait, where'd you people go? What do you mean your tax off? Yeah.
Who set up that system? Who set up that system years ago?
What, taxation?
Yeah.
Oh, the income tax.
1970, I think. 10th Amendment. What was it? 10th Amendment, 1917 or something? After World War I or something?
It was the 16th.
It was supposed to be temporary.
It was the 16th Amendment, and it was pushed by Republicans, Teddy Roosevelt being the lead dog on that. That was back in the days when the positions of the parties were entirely flipped. The Republicans were the liberal progressive and the Democrats were the conservative back in that era.
And also what happens with taxes too, the tech oligarchs, they don't pay tax. They don't take a salary. Taxes are put on ordinary income for the average person who has a W-2, who works and gets a W-2. Warren Buffett didn't even have a W-2, you know. Neither does these tech oligarchs. They got capital gains in their stock. They are protected, right? Hedge fund managers have something called carried interest. It's complex, but basically think of it this way. They don't pay any tax on what they make until they pull it out, like an IRA, perpetual 401k or IRA. So they're given special treatment by Schumer, all the Northeast Democrats, because the hedge funds up there donate to the Democrats. So the tax code is inherently flawed. We really need a flat tax. Illegals, which are storming this country left and right, they don't file a tax return. If they do, they put nine dependents, they get money back.
They pay taxes on the consumer purchases that they make, Ron. They pay They pay Social Security. FICO. If the businessman is legitimate, if the businessman is not legitimate, they probably don't pay any.
Well,
just like I look at the courthouse, and I hate to say this, you know, we don't have anybody that looks like they are Native American working on the courthouse, and I wonder if they're doing that legitimately or under the table.
Stop right there. Whose jobs are they taking, Mr. York?
Not I don't know whose jobs they're taking.
They take Clayton's job. They ain't taking Doug's job. They ain't taking my job. He's taking Americans' jobs. Who would do that job for 25 an hour. These guys come in and do it for 17 or 12. Who loses those jobs?
All right. Is that shady business dealings by the businessman?
No. It's supply and demand of labor. It's a very simple tenet of supply and demand.
All right. Yeah, supply and demand.
So who is hurt by all these illegals flooding in, taking the jobs? It's blue collar people, average people, and
well,
that's why
we don't have anybody complaining in Columbia about it. I hear him complaining about immigrants, but I don't hear him complaining about taking any jobs.
You don't hear that, okay?
No, I don't hear that. Delk, you hear that? What about you, Jerry? You hear that?
I hear the general comments that a lot of other people have. I wouldn't say that I've heard anything about a specific business. I can tell you that it's traditional. The traditional businesses, construction, roofing, that kind of thing. I will, and I'll put this invitation out to you, Jim. I don't know if you've been there or not, but if you would like to tour, matter of fact, anybody in the studio this morning, if you would like to tour the Judicial Center, anytime during the day, you let me know, and I'll set it up, and we'll get down there, and you can see the work that's being done and the people that's working on it and the construction crews, and you'll see who they are. Yes, there are some Hispanics, there are some others that are there. I'm not going to go into the makeup of all of the work crews, but they're working hard, and I've got to believe that the Hewlett Spencer, the manager of the project, is legitimately paying all their people. I would never make that assumption that they weren't. If you without just driving by and seeing it from a 200-foot view, I'll take you down there and we'll walk through it.
I don't doubt that the work's not being done right. I'm just saying, people complain about immigration, but you look at all the jobs are being filled by immigrants, which we need them to fill. I'm not bashing the immigrants.
And I agree with Ron. I've talked to business owners and I've asked him about that. And he's right. I mean, it's a basic supply and demand. If you own a business and you have somebody that's willing to come and work for you for $12 an hour instead of $18, you're going to hire them. But if they're not in this country legitimately, if they're not here legally, then they have no right to ask for that job, as far as I'm concerned.
So they're paying taxes too, right?
The only taxes they're paying, if they are paying any taxes, would be sales tax on the food that they buy, or the products that they buy. They don't own homes. The majority of them are renting. I won't say as a definitive fact, highly doubtful that income taxes are being filed. And when you see the return to this county from sales taxes to both the city and the county, you realize that is a minimal contribution to the economy
that individual
of this,
should
of
be
this
paying,
county.
The employer should be paying Social Security and FICA tax on that particular employee if he's a full-time employee.
If he's a full-time employee legitimately in this country with a Social Security number, yeah.
Well, they most of them aren't. Social Security numbers, that's up to the employer.
If they put down six dependents, they'll get money back. Not only they not barely pay it, they'll get money back from the federal government. The whole thing that half the country doesn't pay taxes. The reason they don't, they put down dependents or whatever, child care, whatever these credits are they've come up with, and they file this return, they get money back from us.
But they pay food taxes, gas taxes,
yeah, they pay
8% utility taxes, all kind of taxes.
But that's a usage tax. That's not an income tax. And the point that's being made is that these individuals that either work below the poverty line or don't work at all still file an income tax return and get an income tax refund. And a refund, in my mind, is supposed to be a refund of an overpayment. I paid too much in taxes, therefore I'm getting some money back. Not, I didn't pay anything in taxes, and oh, by the way, here's more money because I have, you know, all these dependents. That just doesn't sit well.
That's the earned income.
The CBO says immigrants in this country by 2034 will add $7 trillion to our economy. Is that bad or good?
Who said that?
The CBO. They estimate that $7 trillion will be added to our economy.
So they're going to be at, you know, 15-20% of the economy. I guess so. I mean, maybe they could do that. Add the economy, meaning what? They work, they get paid.
Their work, they're paid, the amount of money they spend, their consumer activity, all of that adds to improving our economy beyond any other country on the globe at this particular point.
Have y'all seen this? Coming. You know, you talk about entrepreneurship and ingenuity. You keep seeing all these pictures of, you know, the one I was just looking at is a Delta flight out of Atlanta, and they're just row after row of these people who are Hispanic, and each one of them has got the same kind of little clear plastic bag, which is a kit with money, free airline tickets, and all this kind of stuff that somebody's giving them. I don't know, Catholic Charities or maybe the government.
Maybe Albert's giving it to them because he don't want them in the state of Texas.
Yeah, no, this is in Atlanta. Where this last round of photographs, but you see them on X every day, plane load after plane load, carrying these little plastic bags that they've got free, you know, they've got these airline tickets where they can fly free. They've got money, they got directions, they got also, they're clutching these clear.
And they send them purple states, they can change the electric in those purple states. And the other thing, the reason they fly them in, Del, you think about this, that reduces the border crossing encounters.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But so, these are domestic flights. You can get it. They're getting free passes. Now, that's one thing. The Biden administration is chartering flights from foreign countries and bringing in illegals. But once they get here, they're given these free passes where they can fly around the country at no charge. And so one entrepreneurial group of folks down in Texas decided to get into the sex worker trade. So they're taking these illegals who can fly for free and flying these call girls to customers all over the country using the free passes.
That's not true, Dale.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. The only immigrants I know
Mr. York,
Biden administration is flying in is from Ukraine.
No, these are not flown in. These are domestic flights where they get free flights. And so they were just using the free flights to fly the call girls to the customer and then fly them back home.
Not, these people are not engaged.
Mr. York, look it up. It's absolutely true.
Well, you got it from the right-wing website.
I got it from
the right-wing.
They're trying to keep them from going through the Darien Gap and pass, whatever it's called down there, which is very treacherous on the way out. This also gives them directly where they want to put them, right? And they're suing DeSantis for sending them up to Martha's Vineyard, but the government's doing the same damn thing.
It's amazing how so many immigrants in this country can't see the plot or the plight of people that's trying to get to a better way of life. And all they want is a visa to work and try to take care of their families.
And all we wind up is who
you
they
all are complaining them. And griping and moaning and wailing like a six-year-old kid.
I'll tell you about some of those immigrants when we come back, Mr. York. Death to America.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller's Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing moolah making fun. Please play responsibly. Moolah making fun. Please play responsibly.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway. Don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your for the times they are a changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three, Rainy Tuesday, folks. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody. I got another question after you introduce the guest.
Okay, we'll do it. On Tuesday, and sometimes even more when we can get him, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Just drove by Bucky's in North Georgia, gas 349. Ouchie, ouchie.
Yeah, I noticed this morning at the Circle K, it was 309. Right next to it at the Shell, it was 339. So
they haven't caught up yet.
Some stations have delays sometimes.
Capitalism.
And Biden, by the way, did not replenish the strategic oil reserve because he didn't want to run the prices up. So he's playing political games between now and November on that. So we're very woefully inadequate on our strategic reserves. If he's got any, I'm sure he'll release it right before the election, try to run it down. But that's going to be a bad omen for the Democrats and Biden.
Yep, I think you're exactly right, Ron. Does he have enough left to try to run down the price before the election?
Well, he won't buy it because they'll run the price, right? So, yeah, we're just in a very bad position. If we go to war or whatever, maybe we'll just have electric vehicle tanks. We had charging stations in Ukraine and Russia. We can stop and charge our EV tanks.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure they'll be accommodative on that.
Yep. Okay, Jerry Bridenbaugh, who is a member of the Maury County Commission, also chair of the Maury County Republican Party. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Maury County.
All right, Mr. York, what you got?
The state legislature, Tennessee state legislature, I don't know if it's passed, but I know they were heavily considering showing abortion videos to school children. I don't know what age group they're showing them to, but the parents would not have an opportunity to opt out. How do you all feel about that type of indoctrination?
Opt out of what?
Showing an abortion video.
I don't know what's in the video. I don't know what age. I don't know the date. I don't know anything, Mr. York.
Well, one of the things is it's by some group, and it's not sanctioned by any education research or any education authority, but yet they're processing to show that. I was just wondering, that would be a type of indoctrination when parents can't say, I don't want my kid watching it.
School kids get shown videos all the time. Back in the day when I was in school, you'd have to get the projector out there with the reels, and the film would burn in half and all that kind of stuff.
Car wrecks and make you drive well. Dissect frogs. I'm with you, Mr. That sounds a little far-fetched to me. I don't think it's got any legs quite yet, but I'm sure there's a group out there that wants that because they want people to understand what abortion is. It's not like choice and health care. It's really a body. It's a person, potential person in there. I get that too. You got to see both sides.
Jim, what the bill that Jim is talking about, this is from the Associated Press, Tennessee lawmakers passed bill to require anti-abortion group video or comparable in public schools. Is that what you're referencing, Mr. York?
Yeah, and they can't opt out of that.
I saw the headlines. I knew I was familiar with it. I didn't read up on it a lot. Would become the latest state to require public school students to watch a video on fetal development. And they're saying it's produced by an anti-abortion group. I don't know what the group is, so I can't say that one way or the other. Various amendments were defeated. Janice Bowling was one of the sponsors. She's out of Tullahoma. That name's probably familiar to a lot of people that follow state politics. I think she represented.
She's a doctor too.
Yeah, she represented Maury County, at least when Maury County was part of her Senate district at one time. So I don't know. I don't know the content of the video. I haven't seen that. But it on the surface, it sounds like something you would show in health class. This is how a baby is developed, and that if that's considered anti-abortion, then I would take issue with that. But it sounds like something that's, again, on the surface is just an educational piece on human health.
Yeah, well, we hear parent rights, but yet they're taking away parent rights in this issue.
No, I wouldn't think an outside advocacy group.
We don't know that.
Produce a film that the school would use. That's not going to be fair either. But they can certainly show a baby's progression. I'm sure it's in the science books too, isn't it? I would presume that basically.
Oh yeah, it's in the science books.
I'm sure we don't know that parents can't opt out. We didn't see the bill. We don't know that parents can opt out of the frog dissection film. You know, we don't know. I mean. I want to get back to these grateful immigrants you talk about who are just looking for a better place and a better job. That you were referencing before the break. Here, I'm looking at a video from Dearborn, Michigan this week. Thousands and thousands of people are chanting death to America, death to America. This is the district that Rashida Tlaib represents. She often says similar things. And I'm looking at the speaker who says that the only solution to whatever his grievances are is the total destruction of America. These are people that Obama flew them in. He chartered flights from Somalia and the Middle East and Africa and flew in all these, and they're all Muslim.
What about the 100,000 Ukrainians that Biden flew in?
Mr. York, I haven't seen them shouting death to America. I don't know who they are.
Want to know about the 100,000 Ukrainians that came here.
And I did
read about it. Read about it on your own time. He's talking about these Muslims that are up in Dearborn. And Biden's
trying to change the subject, Mr. York.
About losing Michigan, right?
Is that not freedom of speech?
Mr. York, why did we buy these people a plane ride here if they wanted to destruct America?
We don't have any evidence that they are destroying America other than they're protesting.
Death to America.
That's so much American. That's 100% American protested.
That is not. They want
January 6th, right?
No, that's a riot. That's insurrection. Oh, we're talking about a protest.
These aren't people who want to assimilate, to become American. They're not here to achieve the American dream, just better their lives, what you were talking about.
They came
here to destruct America. That's what they wanted to do. That's why they came.
It's about one issue. Biden had a conversation with Netanyahu to pull those troops out of Gaza, and he put a lot of heat on Netanyahu, and Netanyahu pulled them out. And now we are able to supply food and necessary stuff to people who are dying.
So anti-Semitism.
There's still troops in Gaza. There's still Israeli troops in Gaza. They can pull them out. That's not true.
And that's
Joe Biden taking credit for something that Joe Biden didn't do.
Yeah.
The Israeli mission in northern Gaza was completed. They had done what they were going to do, and it was already planned. They came out. The middle part of Gaza, there's still activity going on. They have pulled some troops out because they have accomplished part of the goal. But the ultimate goal for Israel is, and should be, the complete and total elimination of Hamas. Because that's their enemy.
Yeah,
I mean, Israel was surrounded.
Was for southern Gaza, Jerry. They had planned to have a mission in southern Gaza, and they backed those troops up as of yesterday.
But we've managed to go from Dearborn, Michigan, to the Gaza Strip. And going back to what Delk was saying, I have an issue with saying that a large thousands group chanting death to America and seeming to incite violence to accomplish that is freedom of speech. But a group of individuals, as we heard last Tuesday, that goes to the Capitol building and protests is an insurrection. I cannot see that being an apples to oranges comparison.
Walking around the Capitol on January 6th, but yet there were no visitations allowed on January 6th.
Tell me how that happened.
These Muslims up in Dearborn, Michigan are adhering to local norms in terms of courtesy?
Is what?
What do you say? What's the difference? Death to America, which I'm with you. They have the right to say that.
If they peacefully protest, they have a right to say that. If they're not destroying like they did on January 6th, they have a right to do it. Well, regardless of whether they're immigrants or naturalized citizens or full-blooded Americans.
Miss York,
and the under BLM, our Constitution.
Burn buildings down, that's okay, too. Not a single BLM person is in jail for burning buildings down during that BLM period.
These hundreds of thousands that are in Dearborn, Michigan, and in Kenosha, Wisconsin, they were flown in from Africa, Somalia, the Middle East, given a free ride to the United States. And this is not just a recent issue with these people, Mr. York, just because they were recently upset with Mr. Biden because he and Israel because of what's going on in Gaza. These people have been shouting death to Western civilization, and America is the epitome of Western civilization.
That's not true.
Mr. York, don't interrupt me. They have been shouting death to America and Western civilization for 3,000 years, and they will be doing it for another 3,000. Yet we, the United States taxpayers, paid for hundreds of thousands of them to be flown into this country.
I wonder how many of them are working citizens.
Miss York,
maybe all of them.
They shout, "Ali, Ali, Akbar!" And throw it in a bomb. 40-hour
or more job putting taxpayer dollars into the coffers.
They weren't working when they're out there in the middle of the day shouting death to America all day long, and this was on a work day, too.
And the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, so, you know, pigs in a blanket fry like bacon or something like that. That's basically death to police. Defund the police, how'd that go for you?
And I've been thinking, deal with the real issues instead of suppositions.
You know, I've been thinking,
this was the whole theme of the BLM.
That happened years ago. You're talking about history. If they didn't arrest
said the
those
same thing. All the
years ago, Clayton goes chime in there. Years ago, right?
It was just a couple of years ago. I mean, yeah.
Well, they should have arrested them by now if they broke the law.
I mean, they lit the oldest church in Washington, D.C. on fire across from the White House, St. John's Episcopal Church, lit it on fire.
Yeah.
Nothing
they
done.
They didn't that was a right winger did that.
You know, I've been thinking about this January 6th thing, though. The resentment because of the persecution of these people, the outsized, you know, it's not a prosecution, it's a persecution. It's an outsized, you know, people getting 22 years for walking through the Capitol.
They weren't walking through the Capitol, Dale. Don't
Miss York, the outsized persecution, the disproportionate two-tiered justice system, the way they have been persecuted and treated, held inhumanly, cruelly and inhumanly in substandard jails by vindictive wardens, what has gone on there will be remembered for generations.
But no priors. No priors.
Will be remembered for generations as for what it is, a persecution of people that did not deserve what happened to them.
They deserve every bit of what they're getting because
York,
they broke the law.
You know,
they broke the law.
They had an opportunity not to engage in that. Miss York, your attitude is setting off generations of hate against you.
They need some reflection. Don't go break the law.
Miss York, black people don't know about generations of hate. Why are you causing it?
I'm not causing any
hate.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yes, you are.
The truth is that those
people are causing generations of hate.
And they had to pay for it.